You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 3, Episode 9, Destination New York City. Hi, friends. This is the last episode before Christmas. I hope you are getting excited and can start to picture how your Christmas day will look. In this episode, I want to transport you to the Big Apple for Christmas. My sister-in-law Robin and my niece Carson just returned from an NYC weekend full of Christmas spirit. Here's my interview with Robin. I hope you can picture all the sights and sounds. Check out my Instagram account for pics. Now off we go to Christmas in New York City. I am so excited to have my sister-in-law, Robin, on the podcast today. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so excited to share.
All right. So you just got back from a Christmas weekend extravaganza in New York City.
We did.
Okay. Can you tell us some things about your trip and who were you with?
I was with your niece, Carson. And she flew in from Wisconsin, and we have not been to the Christmas New York since she was 5. So it was kind of all new to us again.
I love that for you.
Yeah. We were so excited. I had matching PJs for us. So we put those on the first night and we stayed at the Warwick Hotel, which was so perfect and centrally located to everything we wanted to be at. So, yeah, it wasn't super fancy, but we didn't care. It was awesome. And the room was nice and big and it was great. Yeah, so I kind of divided it up because there was so much to tell you. And I know the podcast goes quick for all this fun Christmas info. But I'd have to say, kind of, I'll start with our itinerary. We only had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. So we had to pack a lot in. We, of course, saw the Rockettes. And that was wonderful. Oh. It's got a new take on it. So I think it is equivalent to half of the sphere thing they have in Las Vegas. What's that called? The what's that called? The ball.
Sphere.
Yeah, yeah. The sphere. So it's got like a half sphere now, the Rockettes. And so there's all this digital stuff going on around the stage and above your head. It was amazing. The costumes seemed to be fairly new, I think, to us, new to us. And some new takes on Christmas twists in the whole show.
And so, I remember you and I saw the show long ago when we were in our 20s for the Christmas weekend in New York. And they were incredible.
Yeah, it truly was. That was the most Christmassy thing we did. And it was all just so easy. It was 2 blocks from our hotel. So I would highly recommend the Rockettes, whether you've seen it once or 5 times. I think it's changed. It's modernized Rockettes. Another big thing we had in our itinerary was this new market that we didn't get to do because we had to end up leaving too early on Sunday, but it has such rave reviews and it's called Not a Normal Market. And so it's in the old Barney's flagship store and you have to get a ticket to go in and it's supposedly like the best of individual booths for Christmas and really good curated vintage. So it's a whole mix of things. So I would highly recommend that. Even though we didn't get to go, all our friends that have gone has said it's amazing. We also saw Romeo and Juliet, which isn't that Christmassy, but we had to do a show. And that was with Kit Connor and Rachel Zegler. And all the music was written by Jack Antonoff. So, and it was a modern take on Romeo and Juliet. Not what we were expecting, but a fun surprise. And the music was amazing. So, and that little Kit Connors, he's a cutie. So,
nice. That sounds fun.
So that was fun. Gosh, I wanted to say a little bit about food. A very Christmassy place we went to was La Grande Boucherie. And that was also right near our hotel. And we both got French onion soup, which was so good on a hot hot when we were so freezing from walking around. But
Tell me a little bit about the weather when you were there.
Oh, really cold for this Florida girl. So it was in the 20s and windy. I really needed like the kind of jacket that, you know, goes down to your knees. And I didn't quite have that. And my sweaters didn't fit under it. So I need to prepare a little bit better. And earmuffs definitely would have been nice.
Okay.
So, and tennies, lots of tennies walking around because you're stuck in people traffic a lot. But
yeah, good tip.
Yeah, I will have to revamp that next time. But Le Grand Boucherie also, I think I sent you some pictures and it's got like this covered walkway between the two, between the block, and it's all lights and Christmassy and the trees were gorgeous and it just could not have been a better Christmassy atmosphere for what we were wanting.
I love that. And you sent me some pictures and I'm going to put them on Instagram so we can share those with all the people out there.
Yeah, I sent you really some amazing Christmas trees and that French onion soup because it was to die for. Highly get it for sure if you go there. A surprise restaurant, which we ended up getting into before our show on Saturday, was Il Corso, and they've got three locations. So that's the thing also is we could not get in anywhere if we didn't have reservations. It was hard to get in. So our nice hotel guy was like, there's this little place around the corner. It's not on the, you know, radar of all the tourists, but it's going to be some of the best food you'd ever had. And man, was he right. It was awesome. Cute, like I think maybe 10, 15 tables, all Christmassy, but the homemade pasta had a lemon pasta with grilled shrimp and it was to die for. We actually ate there twice.
Mmm. Wow. Yeah. High praise.
Really good. And of course, we had to do Sarah Beth's breakfast on Central Park and the lemon ricotta pancakes.
Oh,
and
so good.
The salmon and cream cheese scramble with popovers. That was amazing. So, yeah. So, those were a couple great food places we ate. Top three stores or experiences. The store was an experience. The first place we went was Coach, and that was like their big flagship store. We were there when it opened. So we were the first ones in and it actually wasn't crowded for the first like 45 minutes. So we had such an experience. Carson really wanted a purse for Christmas for her work. So she got to pick out her purse and then we went upstairs to the monogramming lounge and Luis, who's worked for them for 23 years, I think, took her like under his wing and she got to pick out her foil and her monogram and the little picture she wanted on it. And it was just, it was amazing, like perfect. Oh, and their window had a, it was like a chairlift of ornaments. And I sent you a video of that. And that was our favorite window too, that we saw. So Coach kind of like hit a lot of very fun things. Oh, and they had cider in there, which was fun little twist. So highly recommend going into Coach and just seeing the window if you don't even need a purse. Yep, that was super fun. We went into Saks. We tried to eat dinner at Saks, which we heard was such great viewing for the Rockefeller tree. But we could not get in till super late. So we just went into Saks to see all the windows. They didn't do their show this year, the light show. And I'm not exactly sure why, but the windows were still gorgeous. Carson and I's favorite was the Chanel Christmas tree. It was very decked out with lots of bows and Chanel on it. So that was fun to see. We got our coffee from Ralph's in the basement in the Saks Market. And that was super fun. Let's see. Oh, and they had great promotions going on. Like if you spent $100, you got X amount gift card in exchange. Like it was a lot of great promotions. Anthropology. I know it's a standard and it's everywhere, but ooh, the New York store was decked out in bows everywhere. I think they were all doing the coquette theme this year. So it was a Christmas coquette in New York for sure.
Right.
You know, I love my new coquette word too.
I love it.
So Anthro had great yarn bows, like the size of half the building. It was fun to see. Another fun store was down by the Union Square Market called Fish's Eddy. And that was all decked out in Christmas, but it was full of pottery, not pottery like you go in and pick out a play setting, like bins of pottery. But then in the back, they had this live artist. And if you showed them a picture of your pet, he painted the picture on the scene right there. And I think I sent you a picture of that too. That was a fun experience.
I was wondering what that was. Okay. Wow.
That was fun. I'll have to show you the finished product once it's framed.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Of course. Who did you have done? Junie?
Junibug was done. Yes.
Okay, nice.
With her big crew la la bow on. So yeah,
I was love fun. It.
Gosh. And then I was trying to categorize. So some of the super Christmassy things we did, I think I already mentioned the Rockettes, which was amazing. Union Square Market. We stayed away from Bryant Park because we were told the crowds were super crazy there, which they were. Union Square was a little bit more pared down in crowds, still tight quarters. But some of the things we had was from the Cocoa Cabin. We got the peppermint hot chocolate with the marshmallow that they set on fire in front of you and put it on the hot chocolate. And it was a show to see. People were videoing it, and probably the best peppermint hot chocolate I have ever had.
Wow. High praise for that.
High praise for that. We got a s'mores crepe and we shared that. Ooh. And then one of the surprise things that is not Christmassy, but that we got to eat was truffle French fries with melted goat cheese and honey. Mm. By far the best snack we had the entire time.
Okay.
So, and lots of cute little vendors there and Christmas music and smelled like Christmas. It was enjoyable. Crowded, pack your patience, but it was good. And then all the stores around there we kind of shopped in that were the same as being up in Midtown, but less crowded. So, we walked by ABC Market, and I think I sent you a picture of those front doors. They had their big pink nutcrackers.
Oh, yes, that looked
so pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, one of my top three Christmassy things was the Rockefeller tree. It's just there in all its glory. So even though it was crowded to get that picture, we got it, and it was gorgeous.
The best.
Yep. Locations. Things of locations I want to tell people to see. That new Louis Vuitton AI building had a Christmas show in all digital, and it was amazing. It's hard to believe you are in New York City watching the side of a building. Yeah, pretty fun. And all things Christmas on that building. I think it'll probably be different when it's not Christmas, but it was fun. We went to dinner at the Carlisle Hotel. For all its history, we went to Bemelman's before. That's the bar where they've got the piano player. And we all had the Jackie O cocktail. And when you
what
walk
was
in,
that?
The gin and, oh, it had some mint on it and something else. Gosh, what was the, I can't remember off the top of my head, but.
I'll have to look it up.
Quite yummy. There were the traditional carolers in the lobby by the tree, four of them all in their traditional caroling outfits, and they were wonderful. So we videoed that. I think I sent that video, and that got you in the mood the minute you walked in the restaurant, which we ate dinner at Dowling's in the restaurant. Fabulous meal. Worth the fun splurge on that meal. I would highly recommend it. And all the trees and the fireplace where you have drinks next to. Mm-hmm. Top notch.
And this is all in the Carlisle Hotel?
Mm-hmm. And
where
we all
is that? Is that in Midtown or where is that? Was that close to your hotel or no?
It was like a mile, okay. A little over a mile away. Okay. So yeah, it was great. Let's see. What else did I want to mention? I think that's it for that. Some things that we tried to get into that we saw all over Instagram was Rolf's Christmas Bar and Papillion, Tavern on the Green, Oscar Wilde, and Lily's, which they all look fantastic. I've been to Oscar Wilde at Christmas, not this time, but definitely a must do. The rest I tried to get in, I could not get in. And I got online at midnight 30 days prior. And it was all full. So I'm not sure if anyone knows tricks to the trade to get in, but I think they're all pretty fantastic decorated inside. So
it sounds like you really have to plan this trip in advance and book things as soon as possible to get
for sure
that you want to get. Yeah,
for sure. But and I see that for sure. And we just didn't know whether we should plan too much, too little. Would we be out shopping and just enjoying instead of having to get to different activities? But so the few things we had planned seemed to be the right amount, except we would have loved to have another dinner planned. A couple things that were a little bit of things we would do again or not do again. Bergdorf's, which is right next to the plaza, we've heard it's got a Christmas market up on the top and the windows. And we were just kind of like, I don't think we'd do this again. The Christmas market up on the top floor was very small and just ornaments. But the trees were pretty. I don't know if I'd make it a must do. The plaza, we wish we would have had reservations because we tried to go in and see the lobby and all the trees, and they don't let tourists in anymore unless you're a guest or you have a reservation to eat there or you're on a private tour.
Ooh, that's a hot take.
Yes. So that is definitely a hot take. And then the other thing I said was definitely if you are going out to dinners and shows, pack an outfit that you can dress up in, but still be able to wear your comfortable shoes. Because taking cabs and Ubers, even a mile away, took twice as long as if you just walked it. But yet, if you're all dressed up in your heels, you don't really want to walk it. So,
yeah, the crowds were pretty big, huh?
Pretty intense. I am so glad we did it, and it could not have been any better. But I don't know if I'd do it again at Christmas.
Yeah, pack your patience, right?
Pack your patience for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was just magical, magical, magical.
Well, I love it. I love hearing all of your great details. And thank you so much for sharing your trip with us and helping out anybody that is wanting to do a New York Christmas trip. I know it's definitely on my list. So thank you so much. It was so to talk about New York City Christmas with you.
Thanks for having me. If anyone has questions, they're welcome to throw them out at you on Instagram, and I'm happy to chime in.
Love it. All right. Thanks. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you again so much to Robin. What a wonderful Christmas getaway. Since we're talking about New York City, for this episode's top five segment, I want to share five places that I would love to experience Christmas. Do you think I would love your hometown for Christmas? Let me know if I should add some more places to my wish list. Let's start with number five, of course, New York City. Number four, London. Number three, Paris. Number two, the beach. You know, it's warm in Australia for Christmas. That would be an amazing destination. And number one, my home, since home is where the heart is. Now for something yummy. Robin and Carson loved the French onion soup they had at Le Grand Boucherie in New York City, so I thought I would share a recipe for French onion soup. You'll need 6 ramekins or oven-safe bowls and a baguette sliced, along with 1/2 cup of butter, 4 large yellow onions thinly sliced, 1 cup of white wine, 1 quart of chicken broth and 1 quart of beef broth, 1.5 teaspoons of Worcestershire, 2 chopped garlic cloves, salt and pepper to taste, and of course, 6 ounces of grated Gruyere cheese. Now in a large soup pot, melt the butter and onions and cook on medium-low to caramelize. Stir occasionally for 30 to 40 minutes or until they become golden brown. Next, add the garlic and Worcestershire and cook for about 1 to 2 minutes. Then pour in the wine and simmer for about 5 minutes. Add the broths and bring to a boil. Then reduce heat and simmer for 30 minutes. Season with salt and pepper. Now it's time to preheat your broiler to high and lightly toast your baguette slices. Then ladle the soup into the ramekins, place them on a baking sheet, and top each one with Gruyere cheese. Broil them until the cheese is bubbly. Serve them with the toasted baguette slices and enjoy the warm, yummy coziness. Here is a Christmas quote to help you get merry. This one is from St. Teresa of Calcutta. Quote, "It is Christmas every time you let God love others through you." End quote. Well, friends, that's all for now.
Thanks for listening. We have one more episode this season, and it will wrap up season 3. But before then, it will be Christmas Day. So I would love to take a minute to wish you a very Merry Christmas. It's here. It's happening. Don't forget to soak up the joy. Thank you all so much for supporting the podcast. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and give a review. If you want to be part of the conversation, follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. You can also email me with questions, comments, or Christmas ideas you want to share, or your personal New York City Christmas favorites at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast at gmail.com. Merry Christmas, everyone!